Stay home. That's what you need to do if you want to stop the coronavirus. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I've decided to start recording podcasts after running. For some reason, that gives me more mental clarity and helps me to deal with the stress of this pandemic that we're dealing with and the existential fear that has become a reality in America. One of the things that we've seen a lot lately is the movement to stay home. That we've been inundated with hashtags to get us to understand simple things that we can do to make a difference. We've heard the term flatten the curve, and what that means is to reduce the number of incidents out there and thereby prevent more of a spread. Well, one of the ways that we can do that is to stay home. Now, it's impossible to completely isolate yourself, but if you go out as little as possible, only to get essential food, maybe to get gas, then if you have to go to work, a lot of people do, unfortunately, have to work at the office. It's a myth to think that we can work remotely. Some of us can, but again, you know, there's going to be a drop in the amount of money that your respective business brings in. This is going to be really painful economically, but it'll be a lot better if we survive. I think a lot of the issues that are built into the decline of the stock market, or they're driving it, is the uncertainty, and that hurts consumer confidence, which hurts businesses in the end. But you know, not knowing whether you're going to survive or whether you're going to get sick, and the cost of everything is certainly driving all of this. If people stay home, wash their hands, really focus on doing common sense type things. If you're sick, stay home. But just avoiding other people, social distancing is what they call it. It can make a huge difference. What I'm amazed about, I guess I shouldn't be amazed, is that I've seen a lot of elderly people sitting around in restaurants and just potentially spreading the disease. And it's really inconsiderate because it just doesn't affect you. Same thing with people in some of the younger generations going out to bars, completely disregarding all of the warnings about the need to stay in. I don't understand why people think bad things can't happen to them, because it certainly can. And it's that type of reckless behavior that causes many, many problems. Now, we've seen this from our government, too. I mean, our president called it a hoax. He's continued to downplay it. He's suppressed the numbers because he hasn't allowed for test kits because he's worried he's not going to be president anymore and he's going to get indicted. That's what he's worried about. He's just been very, very selfish. We've also seen people such as Devin Nunes say that people should be encouraged to go out to eat and sit in restaurants if they're healthy. Well, they're not going to be healthy for long, and they could potentially be asymptomatic carriers. Look at Italy. That is the best example I can think of how things could potentially happen in the United States. China is another good example. But in Italy, the death rate from this thing is over 7%. The flu is 0.2%, 7% to 0.2%. So if a third of the population is going to be infected, you're talking about millions of people dying. It's not a couple hundred thousand like the ones that die from the flu. So to say this thing is like the flu and we're just going to ride it out and everything's going to be okay really quickly is just asinine. It just denies all the science. It denies what Harvard professors and Johns Hopkins professors and people from all over the country that are experts on this and all over the world are saying. This is a big freaking deal. You don't shut down Europe over this. You don't shut down many of the big cities in the United States and have the stock market crash by over 5,000 points, I think, in the last couple days. I mean, it's like 2 days, 5,000 points off the stock market. I'm sorry. The other day, the stock market was way up, but today it was down almost 3,000 points. So it is just uncharted territory in terms of crashing. It's worse than 1987, worse than 1929, and it's just sustained, just unrelenting day after day. And every time the president gets on television and talks, the stock market plummets because he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's too late to the game. He doesn't realize that the problems that exist are already here. So we're not going to get guidance from government about what to do. What we can do individually is we can be the heroes in this bad 1990s movie that we're living in. We can be the protagonists that save the world. What we can do is stay home, avoid people, wash your hands. If you're sick, get medical care if you can pay for it. If you could do those things, we are going to stop this disease and we're going to prevent the spread of it, and things are going to be a lot better and they're eventually going to go back to normal. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.